friends. We have a 10K Saturday here for you, and it features college-bound musical theater lover Morgan Beer. She loves SpongeBob. She hates keto. It's ironic because I love keto and hate my bikini bottom. Oh, anyway, she talks to Allison all about this. Get ready.
And now it's 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu.
Hey everyone, and welcome to 10K Saturday. This is our weekly bonus episode with 10K Dollar Day. You can check out our full episodes on Wednesdays. But today, without further ado, I have someone that I am interviewing today that I've been wanting to interview for some time. And it is the one, the only, Morgan Beer. Say hello.
Hi.
Morgan is one of my voice and acting students here at Find Your Light Coaching. She is a senior.
Yep.
And she's an amazing actress and performer, and we're getting her prepped for college.
Yeah.
So it's just super exciting. Morgan, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, all I really do is musical theater. I act a lot. I sing a lot. I dance a lot. I'm in IB at my school. I love go IB. A lot of homework, but it's okay.
That's good. So Morgan is actually here today in studio with a couple of her friends, mm-hmm. and they are working on Hero is My Middle Name,
yep.
from SpongeBob SquarePants the Musical, and they're doing it for, is it thespians?
Yeah, districts.
For
yeah.
districts, and it's so cute, you guys. They're working on three-part harmony, and they have a SpongeBob and a Patrick, and what's Sandy. Sandy, that's right. Now, did you ever watch SpongeBob as
yes,
a kid?
I saw it on Broadway, actually. Like, I saw the actual musical.
Oh, didn't you meet Galen?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all know Galen here. She was our a guest one episode on 10K Dollar Day. So she actually had some funny answers to where she would go for $10,000. Yeah. That's awesome. What did you think about the musical?
Oh, it's my favorite musical. It was so good. Like, I knew all the songs and I knew all the stuff. And, like, I went in and I was like, oh, my gosh, it actually existed.
I know. I think a lot of people were surprised that, like, it did so well.
Yeah, like, it's SpongeBob. Why would someone make a musical of that? But I'm happy they did.
I know. It, like, brought back a lot of memories. Like, I never actually got to saw the show. I'm sure the touring show will do really well. But just seeing, like, the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving mm-hmm. Day Parade.
Oh, it was so good, yeah.
I was like, this is so fun and so colorful yeah. and, like, really cute. So it's been fun working on it with Morgan here. All right. So I prepped Morgan. I sent her a text message with our questions, our 10K5. Morgan, what is your current obsession?
Honestly, it's college auditions and doing my pieces and, you know, making them good, you know, to get into college.
Yeah. And you have a ton of colleges.
No, I'm applying to 15 colleges.
Oh, that's so crazy. What's your number one choice?
Honestly, I just want to go somewhere that accepts me. But right now I'm looking, like, mainly, like, FSU, UCF, UF, those seem like good schools for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. And you guys, Morgan is so organized. She has papers with exactly what she needs.
Yes, I do.
She has printouts. She knows what songs and what monologues and how long they need to be and the slate and just all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a full-time job.
Yeah, honestly, it is. Why is it so much work?
I don't know. You have to pay to go, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you can. You're hoping for scholarships too, right?
Yeah.
Is that the goal?
But then you have to apply for those, like, on its own thing too.
Oh, I know. Why do they make it so hard to, like, continue your education?
Oh, how dare we want to, you know, keep doing school? Ugh.
I know. So I'm hoping that you get into all of your first choices.
At least one.
Right? You're like,
one out of 15. Yeah.
Okay. So next question. What's on your wish list?
Honestly, getting into college.
Well, that makes sense.
Doing good at my auditions.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be so nerve-wracking.
I
can't relate a ton because I literally only auditioned for AMDA.
Yeah. Well, you got in. That's
and
good.
I did get in, but I don't know what I would have done
yeah.
if I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, you're smart.
Thank you.
You have given yourself a lot of options.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, a lot of eyes that will mm-hmm. be watching you yeah. because that's the biggest thing, I think, is, like, you, it's a few people's opinion.
Yeah.
Right? So you've opened up that,
mm-hmm.
that
lots door. Of people to potentially like me.
Yes. Oh, they'll yeah. love you. All right. So getting into those schools is your mm-hmm. wish list.
Yes.
Third question. If you had $10,000, mm-hmm. what would you do with it?
Go out to a lot of fun restaurants, because I've been going to St. Pete a lot more lately. And I like, they have so many good restaurants on there.
So many good restaurants.
I know that's so random, but like, they're so good.
They're really good. What's your favorite?
Well, there's this one ramen place. It's called like Booyah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's so good. It's like big bowls.
I have to try that, because I've been to Ichikora. Have you been there?
No.
Ooh, it's swanky. Swanky. And it's like hidden. Yeah. Like, it's, you have to walk underground to get to it in St. Pete. It's really good. Are you a foodie?
I'm picky, but I like to, I like the atmosphere of different places a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm super picky, but I like to go places.
Now, would you do this restaurant tour like in St. Pete, or would you rather like spend a ton of money like all over the world at different restaurants?
I mean, yeah, I'd go places. That'd be fun too. I mean, obviously I'd want to go to New York, because you know
you could spend 10k at restaurants there.
Honestly,
I'm sure.
No, like one restaurant, it's 10k right there.
Like, yeah, food would be good to spend on.
Yeah,
$10,000 would get you a long way. Yeah, though.
I'd like, get a lot of places.
You would.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
I like pastas. Like, I like different types of pastas.
Yeah, me too. Carbs.
Oh, yeah,
you
absolutely.
Could never be keto, huh?
No. My mom's keto. I don't know how she does it.
Really?
Yeah, no.
What does she do for you? You just have to eat different foods.
Yeah, no. I go to a lot of restaurants.
Which is why you need $10,000. Yeah. Oh, I'm supposed to be keto right now.
Oh, fun.
Because Lulu's keto.
Uh-huh.
And I do, I would say I'm partially keto.
Yeah.
I would say half of the day I'm keto every day. Like, I'm keto until, like, 8 o'clock at night.
Until you see something you want.
And then I'm like, I want carbs, yeah. Because I'm so busy during the day. And then when I finally relax,
yeah,
I'm like, I just want to eat all the carbs.
Yeah.
Okay, so next question. Now, if you had $10,000 to give away, mm-hmm. where would you give it?
I'd probably give it to, like, charities and stuff. Or, like... Like, I know the Peace Corps is, like, a thing. I probably wouldn't go, because that's a long commitment. Mm-hmm. But, like, any sort of way to, like, help that out would be good. Because I've always thought that was a really cool idea.
Yeah. Do you know anyone in the Peace Corps?
Nope.
But I love that you know,
yeah. No,
connected to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I've known about that. And I was like, oh, that'd be so fun to, like, go after, like, high school. But, like, now after high school, I hope to get into college.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I only know one or two people that went into Peace Corps. And you're right. It's like a very long commitment and it's intense, I think.
Yeah. You have to get like a bunch of shots and like.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's a great charity to give back to.
Yeah.
Okay. And final question. Now, this can be anything. Very small. Something about today or yesterday. Something, you know, significant that has affected you. We like to say #, what's your happy?
Well, actually, like right now is kind of my happy, because I got to like rehearse a song with like people that I love and stuff. And like, oh, it's like fun, because I'm like, I feel like I don't suck, you know, because I feel like I know what I'm doing. And it's like, it's a good feeling to like,
yeah,
you know, have a song that I'm actually happy about.
And I love that too. This is my happy too, because yeah. I love seeing like, we're working on harmonies and I love watching it come together.
Yeah, same.
And like the second that you two like or three sing together, and then it like all of a sudden works.
Yeah, like clicks.
And all of you are like, oh, that sounds good. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. And then wait till it like all comes together. Mm-hmm. Do you have to wear costumes?
We're actually not allowed to wear costumes.
Oh.
But we're allowed to like, quote unquote, match. So, okay. Like, what we're probably going to do is wear, like, black on black and then, like, Hawaiian shirts, because it's, like, SpongeBob, so.
Well, and the kid that's playing SpongeBob has, like, that red hair.
Yeah.
Well, maybe spike it up a little or something. I don't know, because that could just be a choice.
Yeah, maybe that's just what he does every day.
Maybe that's just how he wears his hair. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's cool that you can all kind of like do something that
but
matches.
But technically, no costumes. That's like the thing.
That technicality.
Yeah.
Yeah. And choreography.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. It's cute. Like the ideas I've had, like I have it all laid out. They just don't know it all yet. But it's so cute. Like my ideas I have.
That's right. Because you're a choreographer.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Morgan has choreographed what shows?
A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And my school play actually has a dance scene in it, I think.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to be doing that.
Oh, cool.
But I'm not sure what that is yet, or what the song is, or any of that kind of stuff.
Do you know what the play is?
Failure, a Love Story.
Oh, I don't know that.
Me either.
You're like, I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah, I guess I got to figure it out.
That's cool. That's awesome. I love choreographing. I love seeing it all come together.
No, favorite part is like the second after you teach it and they do it for the first time, it's like, oh, my idea came to life.
Oh, I know. Because it's like having like a dream, right? Yeah. And like you see it in your head.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they do it.
And it happens.
And you're like, that's what I saw. Or that's not what I that's not what I saw.
Like, uh-oh.
Well, let's change that. Yeah, but you're right. Like this has been a great little atmosphere today. Our little studio where we're practicing for districts.
Yes.
And we're going to keep practicing, actually. Yeah. Morgan and I took a little break so that the guys could go practice their parts.
Yeah.
So we sent them into the recording studio. We said, go practice. So we're going to record and then you guys come back and we will put it all together. Do you guys get to film it? Like, well, is there a video that would ever surface of the performance?
Well, we get to perform it at like this thing called Theater Fest. And like anyone can come watch. So anyone can probably come and film that.
Because it'd be cool if we like, I don't know.
Put that in. Or
put a little release. We can put it on our YouTube channel or on the Facebook Bay page.
Yeah.
So that our listeners could see Morgan and her cohorts do a little dance to SpongeBob.
My hero is our middle name. Fixing trouble is our game. Give it the old know-how. There's no better time than now. Don't give up and don't give in.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with me. This was super fun.
Yeah.
Do you have an Instagram or anywhere that you'd like people to follow you?
Morgan.beer.
Yeah. Morgan.beer.
Yeah, that's it.
Find her on Instagram, you guys. You can follow her there because I'm going to tell you, she's going to do big things. So become one of her followers now.
Aww.
Because once she makes it into all of these 15 colleges.
All 15. I'm going to go to all 15 too.
Then you're going to need to know her name. Thanks, guys, for spending another Saturday with us. And don't forget to tune in on Wednesdays for our full episodes. And then we also go live on our Facebook Bay page every Sunday night at 9 p.m. So thanks again for joining. Bye.
Bye.
That was 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu. And don't forget, with friends like us, who needs amenities?